You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So everybody is back from vacation on the show. Hopefully you got some rest and relaxation in Jamaica, Kennedy, and me and Lana got back from the Dominican on Thursday. And so Kennedy, as you were posting all these glorious pictures of you and a wonderful tropical drink on a beach in this beautiful weather.
I posted too.
And I was kind of joking that there was a little bit of rain.
I mean, it rained when I was there too, but I just didn't post that part.
Yeah, we had a hurricane.
We had a straight-on hurricane.
We had a hurricane.
I just had some smidgens of leftovers.
Hurricane Erin decided to make her presence known.
Yeah.
As we landed in the Dominican. And yeah, I mean, when you go to these parts of the world during the summer, you know that in the afternoon you're going to get some rain showers. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of the climate there.
Yeah.
But to have a hurricane come through just kind of changes the vibe.
Yeah.
And there's this thing of don't talk about it with some people. Like if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
Like a no hitter.
Yeah. Like you can't say, man, what is this hurricane going to do? And then everybody looks at you going, how can you talk about the hurricane?
And I suppose I wouldn't if I was at an airport. But other than that.
Right. Like, it's out there. Me talking about it or not talking about it isn't going to change the trajectory of what the meteorologists are saying for this thing. So we get to the resort. We get inside to the lobby to check in. And the skies open up. It is a deluge, if you will.
But in no time were they like, don't come, or the airlines were like, we're canceling flights.
They would never say that. They never tell you that because they don't want to stop you from coming. They never mention it. You never see anything about weather anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just not around because they still want you to come. It's like not calling a game at Fenway for 2 hours because you sit in the ballpark and drink beer and eat food, right? And it's the same thing for the resorts. If they tell you not to come and then the weather doesn't come, then they're screwed.
I figured if nothing else, the airlines wouldn't be able to fly. So I just didn't know.
But. Yeah. So while we were getting in ahead of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So a deluge opens up. It is 50 miles an hour. Winds are blowing. Palm fronds are coming down.
Like it does. Yes.
I mean, people are scattering. I feel bad for all the staff at the hotel because they are trying everything they can to do to clear the water because like a lot of resorts in these parts of the world, it's all like open air.
You know?
There's no windows, there's no doors. It adds to the ambiance.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a real problem when the wind is blowing.
Flying everywhere.
50 miles an hour.
Sure.
And luggage is going everywhere.
Yeah, when you have category 5 ambiance.
Right. And it's just stuff everywhere. And so we said, you know what? We'll just figure it out. We'll do whatever we got to do.
Right.
Thankfully, it's kind of stopped, and we just spent a lot of time in the pool, under the clouds, the occasional, and then finally it cleared up. I think it was on, so we came home Thursday, and Wednesday the skies opened up, and we quickly realized that we were so glad the skies hadn't opened up sooner, because it's like 1,000 degrees down there, and we're New Englanders, and we're not ready for that sun. We are not built for the sun in the Dominican. We are not ready for it.
So what did you do the whole time down there? It was raining. You spent a lot of time in the hotel bar?
No, honestly, we sat in the pool even through the rain. We were just like, you know what? We're going
staying
to
the pool.
The
rain is great. And I mean, barring lightning, but I love that vibe.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was. Occasionally you get a few sprinkles come by. You know, we were one of those resorts that was adults only. Mm-hmm. It was like 18 and up. So that was kind of nice. I've never done that before.
The only way to fly.
They have an adjacent resort that has families, so occasionally you see some there's some common areas, like the karaoke bar we didn't realize was actually in a common area for the youngs. So we're in the karaoke bar at about 11 o'clock at night one night, and then some mom rolls in with her like two toddlers, and they're up there singing Chris Stapleton Tennessee Whiskey, which I thought was an interesting choice, but
stellar parenting.
That was interesting to me. But it was nice kind of being in an adults-only resort. It was a lot of fun. We had a large group of people. You know, there was 11 of us. It was my sister-in-law's
40th. I didn't realize there were 11 of you.
So, surprise, I didn't either. I honestly did not know.
Did they not tell you that? Because you would have been
no,
like,
no, of course they told us. I just wasn't paying attention. I did not realize all these people.
You couldn't pay me. Literally, you couldn't pay me.
It was the best part of the trip.
Was it?
It was an absolute blast. Lana made hats for her sister for her 40th. Like a logo, like
the whole thing.
A whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we all wore our hats, and people were always asking us, what are those hats about? You know, that sort of thing. So
I'm glad it was fun.
It was a vibe in that way.
Good.
It was a lot of fun to be around. Yeah. We went out and played golf one day, Lana and I did.
Oh, we've seen it. We talked about it.
Yeah, we saw the video.
It's been highly covered.
Yes. Oh, my God.
The people were concerned.
As were you.
It was wild because it was like, oh, it's not going to rain this day. And then we get on like the sixth hole and it is cats and dogs, utter pandemonium. I don't think the heavy stuff is coming down for a while. Like, land is about being blown off the golf course. We're like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Everything is
we're
fine.
We're having fun, damn it.
How'd Barrett do alone for a week?
Exactly what he thought.
He told me he was bored.
Yeah.
And I was like, we made a mistake here. Or maybe you didn't make a mistake. Is that, you know, because our vacations overlapped, you and I didn't have the conversation of what Barrett would be doing while you were gone.
Right.
And I was like, you should have called me. Auntie was here and she would have taken you out.
He was also trying to get over to what, you know, ever he had from camp.
He was taking
meds. So I think it was good for him. He pretty much sat in his room and played video games for 4 days. And I'm okay with that.
Next time you and Lana vacation, I'm going to go to your house and throw a party. Show them how it's done.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.